Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Seed Cones for the Birds. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Seed Cones for the Birds, Beginners. In our area, some birds will stay for the winter. They make their nests cozy, fluff up their feathers, and search for food every day. But they have a problem. Because everything is covered with snow, it is hard to find food. It is too cold for insects to be out and about, and most seeds on the ground have been covered up by winter's blanket. Berry bushes make great meals for the birds. But something that we and many other people do every year is to put out seed cones. You mix together bacon fat, seeds, and nuts, if you want those also. Then you tie a string onto a pine cone, spread the mixture all over it, and put it in the freezer. When it is hard, you hang it from a tree. Then sit back and watch the birds fly to it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's good to look after cute flying friends. Advanced. One thing that keeps us entertained in the winter is doing crafts. It seems to be a therapy of sorts that distracts us from the cold, dark evenings. Approaching Christmas at home, as well as in school, the children will make all sorts of crafts. Stars, nativities, gingerbread houses, and photo frames, to name but a few. One thing that we try to do each winter is to make seed cones for the birds. We have pine trees in our yard which drop a lot of pine cones during the year. We collect them. We use them in our fireplace to start fires, and also to hang on trees to feed the birds. I collect bacon fat in a bowl over a few weeks. It looks quite disgusting, but it really serves a purpose. On a plate, we mix the gross-looking fat with seeds and non-salty nuts. Then we spread the mixture all over the pine cones, to which we have already attached a string. Off to the freezer they go, to harden. Then we hang them from trees all over our yard, especially those that are next to a window. That way we can sit inside and watch the scene develop. Once one bird has found the food, word quickly spreads. Within minutes, there is a crazy fluttering of wings, little bodies hovering, fighting, chirping. It's a winter feeding frenzy and great entertainment. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.